The most famous Christmas book of them all, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, is performed every year at community theaters everywhere. And at the Omaha Community Playhouse in Nebraska, in every single show for the last 3 decades, Dick Boyd has played the story's famous miser, Ebenezer Scrooge. But Dick is now 83. This year, he says, this is it, as he explained earlier to my day-to-day colleague, Madeline Brandt.
Dick Boyd, welcome to Day-to-Day.
Thank you.
What has it been like playing such a dislikable man for so long?
No, Scrooge isn't unlikable. He's just misunderstood. So
I see.
He's about the same as the rest of us. He has things that have set him off in the past, and he just felt them more deeply than others, so he reacted the way he did. But it's been a real joy trying to portray both sides of Scrooge all these years. It's been one of my favorite stories ever since I could read, and goes back to the days of Lionel Barrymore on radio when I listened enthralled to his interpretation of Scrooge. So it's been a real joy.
Well, why are you quitting now?
Well,
I mean, it's only been 818 performances.
Well, on live stage, you know, there are certain problems. You have to move around and do things that your body isn't quite as apt to respond to when you're 83 years old. When I started out, I was quite a bit younger and do a lot more things. Well, each year we've had to give up little activities, and I thought maybe it's a good idea to quit while I could walk off the stage rather than be carried off. So now that I can just get Tiny Tim halfway up to my shoulder, I thought it was a good time to turn in my scarf and top hat.
Now, you have been called the most recognizable face in Omaha. You've appeared on everything from billboards to grocery bags. What do people do when they see you in public?
Most of them say, "Hi, Scrooge." The publicity department has made it very recognizable. I get my face stuck up on bus stops, so everybody gets to see him at every stop. And other advertising gimmicks, so I guess they recognize me more as Scrooge than they do as Dick Boyd.
Will you miss that?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm happy to be known by my own name.
So people in public in Omaha, they don't think of you as a mean, bad old man. They like you.
Yeah, well, nobody's throwing things at me anyway. So I hope they do.
And so what will you do next Christmas? Will you be in the audience?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll be there on opening night. Maybe a couple of other times, too. No, it's the story itself that's so great. I mean, I'm just a part of it. It's the whole group that tells the story, and the story is so beautifully told that no matter who does the show, it's going to be a great show.
Well, before we go, can you just do us one small favor and say the line?
Bah, humbug. Is that the one?
That's the one.
Okay.
Dick Boyd retires as Ebenezer Scrooge on December 22nd. He spoke to us from Omaha, Nebraska, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
That interview by my colleague Madeline Brand, and you can see photos of Dick Boyd playing the legendary Christmas curmudgeon for one final season on our website, npr.org.